Jalo.
This is Jalo Nahu, and assalamu alaikum to the degree of the creator's master plan of the year of our Lord, the host of Dust of Now, January 1994.
Tajalahu and alaikum salam to the degree of the creator's master plan of the year of our Lord of hosts of January the
1994.
Well, alright, that's because you're on the verge of business like that. Okay, but all praise due to Allah, God depends on what planet you're on. It's 94 right now, according to whatever sign. Some people is not 94 yet. Okay, on some planet.
Yes, sir.
So what I want to say here is who's there?
Answer El Muhammad so called Monique.
Answer El Muhammad so called Chantel.
Answer El Muhammad so called Erica.
Answer El Muhammad so called Cynthia.
Answer El Muhammad so called Calvin.
Okay, now what was it you was going to ask me?
Okay, sir, over the weekend, Allah God and the person of Allah before Muhammad, his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, moved for me to talk to Answer so called KK.
Yes, sir.
And she was telling me that Answer so called Radcliffe had wanted for her to find out if she has some type of special instructions concerning the mosque, because Asim, Mother Superior,
yes, ma'am,
had told Asim so-called Radcliffe that you told for her not to go.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What I was saying was, I said that with Mother Superior, if she went down to the temple, because we put security on top of security on top of security, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
We nip something in the bud before it happens, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, my brother Asim, I'm a so-called being power roaming around out there, might be looking for the sisters or anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if he knew that, he knows that the sisters go, that we go down to the temple up here in Sacramento, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if a brother, if a sister went down to the temple and he just happened to be around that way, and then that would put a tail on and follow back to the sister, isn't that true, to where you are up there, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
So I said that Mother Superior shouldn't go to the temple, and no one should go to the temple down there, or at least your sisters up there shouldn't go to the temple. If anybody went to the temple there and left the temple there, that they could not come to where you are, because you might would have a tail. They might would have a tail.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you understand what I was talking about?
Yes, sir.
Until the brother gets turned in, you put security on top of security on top of security. You just don't walk out in front of a freight train. It's a security for the brother. It was the same thing with the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is the same thing that he went through, too, when he was on the so-called run.
Yes, sir.
When the sisters went, you have to put security on top of security. Not that he was afraid of whatever this here and that there, but you put security for the sake of the person itself, too.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you understand that a little bit better?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, if the way of the understanding of it, because nobody was able to get it directly from me, I wasn't saying that none of the Asr-el Muhammad was supposed to go there, but I said if they go there, just remember to be especially watchful at all times, mm-hmm, and then don't leave from there trying to come somewhere to meet with you.
Yes, sir.
But the sisters up there in Folsom.
Yes, sir.
Now, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's what I was working on. I was saying this, by him knowing sister, by him knowing who Mother Superior is and have seen Mother Superior, then he could trail Mother Superior or something. I'm saying, if he liked it, not saying he would be like that,
yes,
but
sir,
you still put security where you in doubt. You do it without.
Yes, sir.
You, can you understand what I'm talking about now?
Yes,
sir.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
The sisters want us to call them on the car phone.
Okay, yes, ma'am. But anybody else got any questions?
Oh, sir, also...
About the van. Did the van run right? Anybody give me some information and data on the van?
Today we didn't work on the van at all.
Well, what need to be did on it?
I know that myself and Esther Muhammad, so-called Lorraine, are supposed to drive around in it, and she hasn't been here today, so we...
No, I said that any time that you, the sisters up there, was going to move around, I told the sisters, all of you ride with you till you get to hang up, or till you learn. What you supposed to do is you go back and forth out there all through the day or something every now and then, and you learn to start it.
Yes,
and then you cut it off. You go back a while, you learn to start it again till you get the hang of it. You understand? If you got to go to the store or something up there, well, ride in that particular thing and sit there and sit there and somebody ride with you, all of you ride with you or something until you get the hang of driving it.
Oh, okay, yes, sir.
Now, that's what I was referring to. I didn't say that necessarily she has to be in there. I'm just saying that you got to start moving around in that particular vehicle.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay?
Okay, the phone is clicking. Hold on, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes? Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we could call him on the three-way.
Okay, I understand that. Anyway, okay. You just think somebody was just thinking to ask a question.
Okay, sir. Also, after so-called KK's daughter, so-called daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
She's going to the MGT classes there at the mosque.
Yes, ma'am.
So if she wanted me to inform you of all this to make sure that it was okay.
Everything is okay going down that way towards that temple up here in Sacramento.
Okay, yes, sir, I understand.
But the owner and Sir Muhammad, you know, meaning Sister Ansel Muhammad, so-called KK, and all of us.
Yes, sir.
We are not going to join to become an M. We don't join or write a letter to become or any of that particular stuff. commanding us to join and submit them or to put our oath up under Joshua. We cannot put our oath up under Joshua. The Joshua got his oath up under somebody. The most honorable life bomber, the Master Waters, Chief Rob Bomber. So I'm not going to put no oath up under Joshua. The oath is up under Allah God, the President, Master Waters, Chief Rob Bomber, is next to the most honorable Elijah Bomber. And that's who the sweet and brides belong to. They do not belong to Joshua. He is just a nation's representative. He never said that. His followers come along and say that.
Yes, sir.
So can you understand there's a difference between the believers and the knowers? I am not a believer, I am a knower.
Yes, sir.
You know, just because you believe something, that don't make it be the reality.
Yes, sir.
So, anything else?
Yeah.
Speak up, brother, and tell my so-called Calvin.
Oh, I want to ask, can me and my so-called sister ride bikes to school?
Yeah, well, you got to go pick them out. I told the sisters tonight when they come to go pick you out some well, you find yourself some well-adjustable bikes, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Right.
I'll give her permission to tell her so they tell them go pick out your bikes. I found a motor scooter in the thing that I wanted somebody to look at. They wanted to see. I don't know what kind of motor scooter that particular motor scooter is, and it's called a child motor scooter or something, yeah. You know, and they wanted three something for it. I was gonna tell the sister, but I'll talk with them later about that when they come down this way, okay?
All right.
All right, but what you're supposed to do is carry yourself in a Muslim like manner, never talking about our business to anybody there at that school. How do you like the particular school? Did you go today?
We didn't start today. We start. I may start tomorrow. I'm not sure, but my sister starts tomorrow.
Yeah, but you see, you carry yourself in a Muslim-like manner. You got to remember like this here, by you being there, Allah God, the President, Master Waters, I'm going to almost have you in the capacity of being like an overseer of the male gender of that particular area where you're right there. Like over the sisters. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You don't bring foolishness to the house, and you don't bring foolishness out of the house because it reflects all the way back at the house. And you got to remember, in that town that you're living there, it's like the Muslim, but I'm not saying the town that you're living at right there, it's got a whole bunch of riffraff in that town.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, sister, dial the number.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead, dial the number.
Sir?
Go ahead, dial the number,
make sure you were there.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes?
Sajala who? Master J-Man is on the phone.
Hello?
Sajala who? Who's there with you?
Yes, sir, Mama, so called Donna.
And that's it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where's Sister Asher Mama, your so-called daughter?
She's downstairs.
Oh, well, nobody mentioned her particular name, but the reason that I asked. What did y'all do today?
Went to take the children to get them registered in school.
Go ahead.
I went to the radio shack and checked to see about those things that you were talking about.
Go ahead.
I have the book, so I'm going to bring the book there. We were on our way to come and visit, you know that.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I'm going to bring the book so you can see and you can tell me exactly what it was you were talking about.
Go ahead. Okay, yes, ma'am. When you went down that way towards where you said you was going to get your birth certificates, what did you see down that way?
I didn't see nothing but
answer
so-called
cookies,
sir.
Well, I mean, that's seeing something. If you was going down that way, that's seeing something, sister.
Well, yes, sir. That was yesterday, too.
Well, was yesterday or the day after tomorrow or the day before tomorrow or tomorrow or whatever. Yes. What did you see and what was said, sister?
Wasn't nothing said, no more than just that she wanted to know because she get the rest of her stuff and she asked me for a thing. I took her a bag that had just her underwear and stuff like that in it and a notebook that she had just started doing a little bit of writing in it myself, and asked so-called Donna went through it before I took it to her.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And then she asked me where was all the rest of her stuff at, and I just told her that we had to go through it and we had to see it before I actually just gave her anything because we were instructed to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
So-called
Wanda
called today.
Well, you can never do something to, you never can do something that you don't look. What goes up must come down. What goes around will come down. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Well, then, when y'all was going on that, the understanding was, am I going to put the message on the phone? I'm going to make sure that we got an understanding that the sister would be by the phone. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And she wasn't by the phone, period. She was there, though, too. I'm telling you that I know that she was there. And so, therefore, if she tells us, well, you know, sister, I'm not going to stay there because, you know, I sometimes get kind of nervous staying by myself. Well, you've been doing a pretty good job of staying by yourself all this particular time.
Yes, sir.
And so, therefore, the understanding was understood that you was going to be by the phone. And if you didn't do that and you wasn't by the phone and people were trying to read something, it was just like the phone was cut off. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, what goes around comes around. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, how are you going to turn around and beg for some help or something that you didn't? We were begging for some help with her.
Yes, sir.
And she did not perform her task.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, why ask us to perform a task for her?
That's right. Yes,
is that not true?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah, God the President. So therefore, you should automatically know. Just tell her, say the teacher said, well, what goes around comes around.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Please.
Tell her the best thing I can tell her to do is do a lot of praying.
Yes,
do a lot of entirely submitting to Allah, God the President, Master Bada Chief of Allah, Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, and ask for forgiveness for the foolish things that she do.
Yes, sir.
And if she's not going to the temples and different things, then she shouldn't even be calling us.
Yes, sir.
Periodly. You know that, and I know that, because then she's behaving in a hypocritical manner, hypocritic way.
Yes, sir.
You know, why go to the temple when you're here, and then don't go to the temple when you're away?
Yes, sir.
Does that make any sense?
No, sir.
That sounds just like a play-acting game to me, and you can't play with Islam, because Islam will burn you. Now, welcome to her burn.